Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs.
And I'm Jake Sherman. See if you could follow me. One party is in control of Washington. The president wants to pass an aggressive agenda, but a determined minority is being pressured by its base to hold tight and oppose him. Protests are sprouting up throughout the country, but the president and his party say the gatherings are phony and won't amount to anything. Are we in 2017 or 2009? The similarities between the political dynamics during Barack Obama's first year and Donald Trump's first year are striking so far, and people in D.C. are beginning to notice it.
A note to the White House. There is already serious concern in the Capitol that Congress will not be able to pass a spending bill to start construction on the border wall with Mexico. So if Trump wants a wall started, send legislation up to Capitol Hill now. Speaking of the determined minority, everybody is buzzing about how Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell interrupted Senator Elizabeth Warren's floor speech Tuesday night, saying she impugned Attorney General nominee Senator Jeff Sessions' character. McConnell said that Warren breached Senate rules by reading past statements of key figures like the late Coretta Scott King. Warren later told MSNBC's Rachel Maddow that she had been, quote, red-carded on Senator Sessions and that she was out of the game of the Senate floor.
Our colleagues Ken Vogel, John Bresnahan, and Mark Caputo have a scoop that Alabama Governor Robert Bentley is strongly leaning toward picking the state's attorney general, Luther Strange, to replace Sessions. A former basketball player nicknamed Big Luther has made plans to travel to D.C. this week. We have a new Politico Morning Consult poll out this morning. Democrats want their leaders to block Trump at all costs. 34% of Democratic voters want their party's elected officials to find ways to work with the president. A 56% majority say Democrats in Congress should stick to their principles, even if that means blocking all legislation or Trump's nominees for government posts.
And a couple of things to watch. Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard has still not released her itinerary for her trip to Syria, where she met with Bashar Assad, something she is required to do. House Democrats are headed to Baltimore today for their annual retreat, and SCOTUS nominee Neil Gorsuch is scheduled to meet with several senators, including Jeff Flake, Heidi Heitkamp, Tom Cotton, Rich Blumenthal, Claire McCaskill, and Dean Heller. Subscribe to Politico Playbook at politico.com/playbook.